This week, beginning Monday, the gospel was all about the preaching and the healing ministry of Jesus. We heard so many times that people who were sick coming to Jesus, and Jesus cured them, and he preached, and they listened. They had a hunger for the word of the Lord. When we heard today about this man who came to Jesus, a leper, the first question that came to my mind was, why St. Mark was so much interested about this man? Why was he the focus of attention? Why did he want to make him really, now this leper came to Jesus? But there were many, many other people who were sick, who were coming to him. But he preferred instead to pay attention to this particular man who came asking Jesus to be cleansed. Well, according to the tradition of the Jewish people, leprosy is a very bad disease. And anyone who has that kind of disease must be isolated and practically stigmatized and marginalized. They weren't even allowed to come near the city. They have to be very, very far from where people are living. And as you have heard from the first reading, in fact, it was a kind of a curse or punishment from God. That is how it was considered in those days. Now, this man comes and then asks Jesus to be cured, and Jesus cleansed him. He made him pure. He regained his health back. This has a message to the Jewish people. The first message was that this kind of disease is just like an ordinary disease, and people should not be discriminated because of this disease. Especially, he was clearly opposing the Jewish tradition, because these people are also created in the image and likeness of God. These are also the children of God. So they are not different kind of people. They are people like all of us here. That was the message of Jesus. Now this conversation and interaction between this man, a leper, and Jesus. This leper came to Jesus with two kinds of attitude. The first was simplicity. He knelt down. And the second was, he was very confident. And he trusted, because he saw in Jesus the divine power, the divine healing. That was what made him confident. And his request was direct forward. Said, you can cure me. You can do it. Because you are the Son of God. You have the divine power, the divine healing. You can do it. Well, immediately he was cured. Jesus has accepted. Now, there is also a message that Jesus wanted to convey for the people there, especially the Jewish. That was, anyone created in the image and likeness of God must be treated equally and justly. And then also, kindness, compassion, mercy, and love has no boundary, has no condition. There is no restriction for that. God has given this for all human beings. And this is even the core message of this gospel today, and that we need to reflect upon. Well, in today's world, you can see there are so many injustices, so many discriminations, people, stigmatized. marginalized because of who they are. And this message of the gospel clearly tells us that the love of God, the mercy of God, God being compassionate, is for all, created in His own image and likeness. You know, think of sometimes, you know, when you donate something, you are donating because you don't even know those people where the money goes. Because for you, love has no boundary. Love has no condition or restriction. You do it because what you see is God, not beyond the physical appearance of that person. Is what you see is God Himself. Like Mother Teresa, I see in these people the face of Jesus Christ. And Jesus in the Gospel said, you know, if you love those who love you, you know, these sinners can't even do it. Instead, love even your enemies. That is what makes us Christian. So by the very nature of our baptism, we have been given, you know, these virtues of being compassionate, kind-hearted, loving, caring. And this is what we need to share with our brothers and sisters. And that is how we witness Christ. You've heard the second reading. Glorify God by your lives. And this is how we glorify God by our lives, by sharing these virtues. And also, at the end, I'm sure you have heard it, St. Paul, when he said, be imitators of Christ, like I am. So that is also how we imitate Christ. So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration that He may always renew in us and make it vibrant all the time, like we may not get tired sharing the love of God, sharing kindness, sharing, you know, this compassion, and also being caring, you know, to all people without any discrimination, without any restriction or condition. And that is, we clearly demonstrate in our lives that God is glorified in our body. Amen.